spirit on an endless flight. Ooh, witchy woman, see how high she flies. Ooh.
Hey guys. All right, I'm going to do something I don't normally do, and that is kind of an after show, because there was a little bit more on this whole pagan Wiccan. I know. I can't even believe I'm talking about this on the show. But I wanted to describe a little bit more to you because I found it kind of fascinating, actually. So let me tell you what I didn't get to on the show. And this will be an off-air show as far as we're concerned, right? Okay, so here's the deal. I wanted to bring this up. There were a couple of things to understand about how they're alluring, how the Wiccan movements become very alluring to women. And of course, single women and married women and young females and, of course, really everybody. But those are kind of the targeted groups. So here you go. Part of what I didn't bring up on the show or didn't really have time to, it wasn't that I didn't bring it up, I just didn't have time to, was that this law of attraction and the power of emotion. Now, if you really think about this, the power of emotion is something that the liberals use a lot. It's all about you respond to everything emotionally. You don't have to respond any other way. We just teach you how to do that with emotion. And what was really interesting about this was they were talking to many fledgling young witches, people that were just getting into this movement and having trouble making spells work. I know, I'm not joking. This is honestly written by a witch for other witches. And they were talking about visualization and emotional response. And they said, when working any kind of magic, whether it's creating a simple, you know, whatever it is, that you need to bring in your vibration and alignment with the desired end result. And otherwise, you're wasting your time. And you can do that by altering your emotions. Now, get this. I'm not joking when I say this is the next sentence. And the best way to do that is with your imagination. Just think that you're more emotional about something than you are. You know what it just came to mind? The whole Trump syndrome thing, you know, where they're like angry and pissed off and hate the world, but they don't know why. And that emotional response, if you're continuously teaching yourself how to get really emotional about things that you normally wouldn't be naturally, I can't even imagine what that does in the rest of your life, too, and even in relation to politics, too. So I wanted to bring this up because there was an article in 2016 from Salon Magazine that said that all of this was going mainstream. But let me tell you which part is going mainstream. So they said the mainstreaming of mysticism, it's making sense everywhere when you consider how it overlaps with the interests of millennial women. See, they're really catering it to that. So this isn't all the female magazines like Cosmo and stuff. Witchcraft is the perfect religion for liberal millennials who are already involved in yoga and meditation and mindfulness. And with that foundation, they might show up for pagan holidays or new moon gatherings to begin to explore the more serious spiritual concepts at the root of these practices. And they said what market trend spotters are seeing is what's called mysticore. And Instagrammable witchiness. I can't make this up. Do you know there were some allegations? Did you know somebody brought Beyonce to court because they said that she was the drummer? She was the drummer for Beyonce, and she brought her to court saying that she was casting spells on her? Yeah. And there was a lot of talk at the time about Beyonce being in this movement because a lot of her symbolism was in this movement in some of the like Grammys, I think, or I can't remember what award show it was, but it was bizarre. And she was pregnant and she was kind of doing this ode to whatever she was doing an ode to. It was really pathetic, but it was just kind of evil. Kind of evil. Don't you love that? Anyway, so mysticore, because a lot of, I think, our celebrities are involved in this, but it's the new norm, they're saying, and it's casting a spell over the culture. And they're saying, is it a fad or is it a sign of a spiritual crisis? And they're saying all magic is in the air, and a practice of mysticism where conversations about conjuring and powerful potions can be, you know, very intense. And social media and feminism, this is what they're saying, have brought witchcraft to the fore. And the new kaleidoscope array of spell casting and crystal charging draws from traditional mysticism, magic, and paganism. Judaism, served buffet style to an eager audience of open-minded converts. It's shining a white light on everything from fashion to health to politics, and that's true. They said this must be the most prevalent, hidden in plain sight trend that you couldn't quite put a finger on since norm care. I know you're going, what's norm care? Last fall, the folks at Trendcasting said they coined the term normcore. It looked into the cultural crystal ball to release a paper dubbed The Report on Doubt, Normcore, that infinitely hashtaggable trend that tapped into this post-authenticity coolness that opts into sameness. I know. You're as lost as me, right? Stood against style cliches and aggressive street style peacocking, and it promised freedom through assimilation. And after an endless stream of articles and how wearing dad jeans was indeed the ultimate hipster power move, time had come for this cultural pendulum, okay, to swing. And they were talking about the new prediction that was logic and sameness were becoming relics, and people were about to head into the mystic. And so they were calling it post-reason or post-intuition. This new phase rejects the positively beige normcore. You know, that's yesterday's thing. Emotional responses now to fashion, culture, and politics. This was in 2016 when people started acting crazy. And they said that being normal was and same was now in favor of a highly personal, emotional response to everything. They even cite Donald Trump. Donald Trump's rise certainty reads as more of a manifestation of personal desire than a cursible course of action paved by logic and solid judgment. See that? Personal desire, a more reasonable course of action paved by logic and solid judgment. So dubbing this new philosophy chaos magic, a term that's been bantered about and in the postmodern magic community for decades, the fundamental element of magic is the ability to manifest things. So chaos magic lives in the same realm as this cult of positive thinking. Remember how we talked about law of attraction? There's lots of self-help books out there. Not that self-help is bad, okay? I'm not saying that. But look at what it's teaching you, because I think there are parts of it that could be really kind of dangerous. It's the cult of positive thinking, but it goes beyond making mood boards, you know, vision boards, high-end departments, you know, in these high-end departments that they have, and you'll will it into your possession. Okay, you opt into whatever belief system you think that will help you reach your intended goals. And chaos magic is the antidote to overthinking. It means this manifestation of individual desires into a universe, a radical do-it-yourself. Boy, isn't that true? So the report was cited in Vogue, this report, and it found that chaos magic has that personal imprint of, like, say, designers, the Louis Vuitton show, the Riccardo Tisci show, the Givenchy, in Marina Abramoff, you know, the person from the pedophiles, okay? Remember her and her weird paintings and everything? So to craft a spiritual mood, these designers like J.W. Anderson are evoking this trend of literally sewing celestial symbols into knitwear. So just, if you're looking... Just look. It's all around us, which is kind of creepy. But they were saying check social media. A search for witch on Instagram yields about 2 million posts, whereas one for Kardashian scores about 1.6 million. And next time that you're at a boutique, tarot decks are coming back in style thanks to retailers everywhere. And they're talking about they're all in the upscale stores now, too. It's really scary. So what is the law of attraction? A witch wrote, to put it simply, if you want to have love in your life, you must feel love. If you want to be wealthy, you have to feel wealthy first. If you want to be happy, you have to choose to be happy. If you want to attract more of the good stuff, you need to appreciate the good stuff you already have. See how they're turning gratitude into something that is, like, attainable as far as you can use your gratitude to get more. Well, then what the hell is gratitude for? I thought gratitude was supposed to stand on its own, not get something by using it. Isn't this crazy how it's so twisted? Yet witches know, she says, that it goes a lot deeper than that. It's one of the fundamentals of working magic, manipulating energy without going into the realm of quantum physics. It's enough to know that everything is made of energy. That is true. Things are made of energy, yes. But where she goes with it is the scientists believe that energy permeates the whole universe, yes. And when I talk about the universe, I'm talking about this infinite field of energy. Some people might call it source or even God. I think most do. Jeez Louise. Anyway, how can the law of attraction work with witchcraft? What was scary about this is she actually said, how can it not? How can the law of attraction work with witchcraft? How can it not? She says. She says this is the core of witchcraft. Wow. And you know, this is going to upset a lot of people that believe in the law of attraction. They believe in being like a Christian, and they also believe in law of attraction, but really they kind of work against each other. So why is it important to have a patron god? There was an article all about how you can find your inner goddess through becoming part of this movement for female empowerment. And it said, having a patron does not mean that you need to exclude all other gods. Oh, no. And notice how they say gods in plural. In Wicca, we don't believe the gods are jealous or have no other gods before me. Policies found in, you know, those other religions you may be more familiar with. See how they can't even cite Christianity. Lightning bolts will come out of the sky. It's okay to go to a ritual, she says, that worships another god, or to hold a ritual to a different goddess if you wish for a specific purpose. The relationship that we have with our patrons will be a special ongoing one. I know, this is so creepy. And so they're teaching these kids that it's okay. It's okay if you still want to worship God. You can do this too, even though this is going to pull you away from that God or gods. I mean, this is just crazy stuff. It's evil. Anyway, right now is traditional, you know, Western religion is sort of losing its appeal. There was a Pew survey, you know how I feel about surveys, but there was a Pew survey that found as of 2014, fewer adults, especially millennials, describe themselves as religiously affiliated, kind of leaving them open targets for mysticism, witchcraft, and magic. And those are the things that are going up right now. Think about that. Religion down. These are the three things that are going up to fill that spiritual void. And this is what they said is the selling point. It correlates with nature, clean living movements, and earthly values. Earthy values. See, it's going after the environmental crowd, the worship the earth. And then whether you blame it on Trump, global capitalism, or internet culture, I feel many crave a less cynical world, something nonlinear, even mystical. So the way you get out of your hatred for Trump, okay, in demonizing him, or that the demons of capitalism, crazy, right? The demons of capitalism is you just go to the mystical. You go to the mystical where you have a little more control, you're self-empowered, you can cast spells, and you can escape this awful, awful America. That's their message. So I know. So this current surge of mystical thought, already tied to the sense of personal empowerment that works towards modern feminism, and the witch as an icon is resonating right now because we've entered a fourth wave of feminism. And so the Occult Humanities Conference at New York University, at the university, they had the Occult Humanities Conference. Yep. We are redefining, they say, what power is. Leadership, beauty, and value look like on our terms. And the witch is the ultimate symbol of female power. Doing witchcraft is the way to connect to that energy, which is so needed right now. See, they say, you're needed, you powerful people. As we're beginning to collectively, she says, course correct thousands of years of sexism and oppression. So if you want to correct all that sexism that you're not, that's actually not happening to you, you can be a witch. And also that the spiritual dimension that paganism provides is this. It's a whole display, pagans on the whole display of cynical attitude toward the modern materialistic lifestyle. They're seeking a spiritual dimension to existence, but rejecting the one that Christianity offers. Oh. It just makes me sick. Paganism fills the vacuum for them. And it moreover does this by returning them to their ethno-cultural roots, giving them a sense of belonging. that the universal belief systems, particularly Christianity, they say, do not. Wow. My gosh. And they do it using our history. They actually are selling it this way too. Our ancestors worshipped an array of nature spirits and deities before the advent of Christianity. The shaman was our intermediary between spirit beings and people. Fictitious beings such as fairies, pixies, and elves were also part of this picture. You know, there's a reason that for years and years and years, they foretold Christ coming and that there was a knowledge there and there were spokesmen for that and that there were teachings for that. There was a reason for that. Did you ever think about that? He didn't just come and surprise everybody. They knew he was coming. You know, that truth had been there. Of course, there were people that did those kinds of things. Of course, some people catered toward natural spirits, of course. But there was also that knowledge to be found about Christ coming as well, too. And I thought that was kind of fascinating that they were using that to get people to go over to this kind of stuff because our ancestors believed in it. You can be like your ancestor, the one you just found on 23andMe, right? Yeah, I know. I just got the chills. Ew, yuck. Do you know that even after the post-war era, there was a lot of suspicion of New Age thinking? And it wasn't because they were just so staunch and couldn't, you know, be open to anything, that they were just closed-minded. It wasn't about that. And they actually said Theodore Adorno's criticism of horoscopes back in the day, it was based on the reading of the Los Angeles Times astrology column in 1952. And in Adorno's mind, astrology was a superstition that encouraged political passivity. Isn't that nuts? I had never read that before. Political passivity is what not only him, but actually there was a consensus of people that thought that astrology and everybody just following their astrological chart and kind of becoming consumed with that would actually kind of help dumb them down and make them not want to. They just kind of figured the stars would tell you what was coming. You didn't really need to fight for anything or do anything. The stars would tell you. Wow. And in fact, in the articles for Wiccans, they say maybe he was onto something. In certain uncertain times, people turn to religion to make sense of the world around them. But this new religion is what will help people, they say. Oh, my gosh, you guys, I'm terrified for our future. And I mean... All we can do, and the reason I'm bringing all this up, and I wanted to do an off-air show too to add to this because I spoke about it today, was because we don't see all the different. I think it's really hard and so twisted. It's really hard for the youth to pick out what they're being sold and why. And if we can continuously have these talks with our kids, I think our kids are going to be much better off and know what's coming. And before you pick up that Law of Attraction book, I think that I was really actually glad to read that and to say, you know, there's something there that isn't quite right and that we need to step away from those kinds of things and learn to lean on God. No, I don't do a religious podcast. I never will. I'll never do a religious podcast. But on my show, I'll tell you something. I will talk about God. I will say it's bad. It's horrific and evil to abort babies. I think the feminism movement is ruining us. I think that all of the values that I have, I'm going to talk about openly on my show, and I'm not going to shy away from that. So even when they border spirituality, religion, things like this, I am going to talk about them on the show because I feel like I believe in God. And if somebody doesn't like that, I guess they don't have to listen because I think that we have so much that we have to deal with as believers to understand how to stay strong. And we really do need to be spiritually prepared for this future that we're embarking on because of this kind of stuff, the way that they're twisting it. I thank you for listening. Thanks for listening to this after show. And of course, go to katedallyradio.com for all the podcasts, recordings you can share and listen to. You can email me, kate@katedallyradio.com. It's Dally like Valley with a D. So katedallyradio.com. All the information is there. And we're live daily on the air. nationally in lots of different states, and you can actually tune in live every day, no matter where you are, on your phone or your computer, at katedalyradio.com. There's a click here and listen live right now button right on the top right. Thanks, everybody. Be faithful. Be fearless. All right.